Jake and Amy.
This is my favorite podcast. Oh, crap.
Had a little lesson on how recording works while that was
I was so excited because Jake's mic wasn't on. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be my show.
Best podcast we've ever done. Jake's gone.
But then I started talking before I could even talk. Anyway, ha ha ha, funny.
What were we talking about? Oh, the low latency thing. We have this like there's this latency with the computer, and every time I turn it on and there's like this little delay, Amy loses her mind.
No, the point is we are now on episode 7.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
Up until today, you start it and I'm like, "Why do I sound like that? I don't like it." And every time it's not like you're like, I can't figure one out. You immediately go and put it on low latency.
Yeah, so why don't you just say instead of, why is there?
So why don't you just do that from the beginning since you know I've asked six times?
Because I haven't actually like tested anything until we put these on, so I don't know. Yet you complain the same way. You know what the definition of insanity is?
Being married to you. Cool. Well, thanks for tuning in, friends. Episode 7.
7 episodes.
What is, I was trying to think, 7th. What if we could,
let's name the episode right now without doing it. We always name it after, but what if you could name it right now? What would you call it?
I don't know. I'm not very good with, you know, just thinking on the spot. What are you thinking?
I don't know. Like okay, something great. Random. Something, you know, like something that you might be talking about coming up here. We did set some ambiance this time. We actually lit a candle.
So you're just moving on because we can't think
I'm trying to think of like what we can name it.
Yeah, I lit a candle. So we're sitting in our bedroom.
We're calling this episode I Lit a Candle.
And no, we're not. And Jake has his lamp set the way he likes them because you guys know he has a thing with lighting. Yeah. And I thought, you know, it'd be nice to have a candle going. And so there we are.
You're right. It is nice to have.
What do you keep looking at?
Nothing. Oh, I know exactly what it is, but don't worry about it. Just lights.
Cool.
Lights on our equipment.
I'm tired, to be honest.
Yeah.
And we're actually doing this much earlier than normal. Typically, we kind of record this, you know, on the fly, if you can't tell, starting at, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock. It's only 5:52, and here we are trying to get it done.
We got an early start, though, to the whole day, I think, so everything's just kind of shifted to a little earlier.
Yeah, which is great. I'm just tired. I'm going to go to bed in like an hour. Mm-hmm. Bye, guys.
We also decided to watch Game of Thrones in the daytime, potentially, instead of like while it's dark. And
yeah, I find when I'm trying to sit down and watch TV at night, you know, something maybe that I've looked forward to all day, by the time I finally sit down and we turn something on, I'm out within an hour.
Yeah. Or at least tuned out.
Yeah. It's just like I can't. So my hope, and we actually didn't really get there today, but that's fine, was to maybe waste away some of my Sunday sitting on the couch watching it, which we haven't done yet. But I give myself 45 minutes after this.
We still have about a season and a half. No.
No, we have more than
two
that.
Two and a half seasons to catch up.
To catch up, yeah.
Or a little less than that, but.
Man. Do we talk about Game of Thrones or do we talk about Game of Thrones?
We sure do.
Woo! Newbie fans.
Well, what do you want to talk about this week? Do you want to go first?
I mean...
Do you have a list?
I kind of have a list. I'm not very prepared, which is shocking for me.
Actually, I have less of a list than I usually
That's
do.
Okay. Well, no. But basically, we just to fill you guys in this weekend, we spent a lot of time up in Auburn, as Jake likes to call our weekend tradition. And my parents live there and my sister was home with her three babes. So we were up there with them all weekend. And one of the things that we did, for any of you that are from the LA area, we went to the Auburn Mall. Oh, yeah. I wish the pretzel shop was still there where you got a slushie as well. So good. Come on. You know what I'm talking about. But it's not. But nothing in there has really changed. Like, and Jake will chime in on this because he started to see some similarities to a mall that he grew up with. So, you know, it's very outdated. Signage is super outdated. It's probably the same artificial plants that have been there since 1990. And no offense, a lot of the stores in there are just no longer
the same.
Or no longer the same.
Yeah.
But a lot are no longer. But one there's thing we did.
There's a lot of empty space in there.
Like, right. But one thing we did was we went to the super fun zone. What is it even called?
It's called Family Time.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
But it's where the old Dream Machine used to be, guys, if you know what I'm talking about.
What's that?
It was an arcade. It's very similar.
Machine. Got it. Okay.
But we had a blast. And we played on the, sorry, we're not supposed to, but we totally played on the, what do you call that? Like
a
playground?
I don't know. I guess so. Like an indoor playground, almost like a McDonald's, like, playground on steroids.
Right. Huge. Not
but
just like.
Also old and outdated.
I wouldn't say it was so much outdated as it was, you know, it was for sure old and whatever. But it was so fun. And we pretty much had the place to ourselves for most of the morning. So Jake and I played around. And the kids cried because they couldn't go anywhere because we were taking over. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, they would, you know, that these are barely fit. I mean, if anybody was wider than me, you probably wouldn't have been able to crawl through it.
Made for children.
Yeah.
It specifically said no one over the age of 8, and you and I were both in there.
Whatever.
But we were helping.
Yeah, we were. And there was how many months is Phoebe? Like,
she's, 18 months? She'll be 2 in August.
Yeah, so 18-ish months. I don't know. And so it's not like we can just let her loose. Like she
she's fearless, though.
She is, but she knew how to handle it. She would like turn around and approach like a ledge that she wasn't sure of with her feet first. Like she was brilliant. It was amazing to watch.
At one point, you freaked me out because you were like, you totally let her go under.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to describe this. Basically, you're supposed to step over this platform, if you will, and to go under it, you'd have to be below. Like 8 inches wide, and he just let Phoebe crawl under. I was like, this is not gonna go well. But no, the whole, you know, the whole reason I'm bringing this up is you were saying that the Auburn Mall made you think so much of the mall you grew up with.
The mall, I'm pretty sure it was actually, there were two malls in the town that I grew up in of Bend, Oregon, and it was the Bend River Mall and the Mountain View Mall. And the Mountain View Mall, like, had the better stuff.
Like better stores?
Yeah. So it had the arcade. No, it didn't have the arcade, but it had the movie theater and it had like the good trading cards place, which were like.
Yeah, you brought up Pogs.
Yeah, that's where I remember I have a very vivid memory of my dad taking me to this.
Sorry, Quinn, we're mentioning you.
this like, it was like a sports card store. Sort of.
You mean like collectible baseball cards?
Yeah, like a hobby store or something. And there was just a like almost like a vat of just Pogs, and you'd spend $5 and you could pick out 100 Pogs. And I just remember sitting there and picking out one by one. It's almost like you know those big bins that have all the movies in them at Walmart. It was like that, but for tiny little square.
Oh yeah,
I
used to collect those. What was the one that you would hit the Pogs with?
The Slammer.
Oh, Slammer.
Yeah.
Couldn't remember.
And that one, I remember it was like, yeah, you could get a set and it was like you get a case for your Pogs.
And what was the whole point?
The whole point was to hit them and flip them up. So you put them in upside down on in a stack, a big stack.
Yeah.
And you'd hit them with the Slammer and whatever flipped over to the...
I just collected them.
Yeah. Most
I was
people
like,
did.
Cool. I have Pogs.
It was a pretty dumb game. Like there was no good... There was
I need
no
to
game.
Look up who invented this.
I don't know. Probably the government.
But no, it got me thinking. Like, I have, you know, vivid memories of being with my dad. And we'd go on Tuesdays, like I said, I mentioned, the pretzel shop in the Auburn Mall. Mm-hmm. Deliciousness. That was, like, what I look forward to for whatever reason. And to this day, I still love carbs and cheese, so that makes sense. But just, I don't know, like, what else... Sorry, I'm all over the place. But we've also been spending a lot more time in the Auburn area. I'm from Greene, which is, let's say, 10 miles from Lewiston, Auburn. But I don't know. I've been like really thinking about being little again. And like, I don't know. Today we went through old pictures and that sort of thing. Yeah. So, yeah. What are like things that you vividly remember about being little? Like things that just stand out that you... loved and
well all I can think about is a whole bunch of mall memories, like I'm a whole bunch of stuff that happened at the mall. And the other thing about malls, which I'll get to later, is that they're disappearing.
Totally. Totally.
Which is weird. But this mall had, like, when you walk in, the logo, everything about it looks like it's from Saved by the Bell. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. The logo.
Are you talking
of,
about the Auburn Mall?
Yes. Yeah. The logo of the Auburn Mall looked like it was basically from Saved by the Bell.
Totally.
There were.
Totally. Totally. I'm Kelly Kapowski.
Radical.
You didn't even know who Kelly Kapowski was.
The character name?
Yeah. I'm older than Jake. It weirds me out every time. Continue.
Anyway, so there were like these little, like on where you walk in the mall, like there's obviously kind of split left and right. And in between, there'd be these little, I would call them terrariums, where the fake plants were.
Yeah.
And directly above them on the ceiling would be the same shape as the terrarium, but it was like there was like a band of neon lighting around.
Okay,
it,
so you're, you know? so you're just saying, let's just paint the picture. You have obviously traffic flowing left and right.
Yeah.
Steps going down to the right step. Well, if you're walking that way, I guess. And then steps coming up to the other direction. Yeah. But in the middle, not only did they have a ramp in case you needed to use the wheelchair, you are saying it's almost like an octagon shaped.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Planter. It's a planter. Yeah.
And then on the ceiling above all of those planters would be
this looks
little,
up?
I know. But that's the thing is that I recognize those specifically.
Funny.
And in the middle of where you walk into the mall and where like the cross track, like almost an intersection, there was like an octagonal stage.
Yeah, that's where the Easter Bunny used to be and Santa's Village.
And I would imagine that if like Robin Sparkles from How I Met Your Mother or...
Okay.
Like, I'm trying to think of who, like, the New Kids on the Block or something. Like, if somebody was going to do a mall appearance like
that's
they used to do,
be.
That's where it would be. I remember as a kid, I actually was in a couple of, like, fashion shows. I know.
I'm sorry. I had to swallow that Sauvignon Blanc because that's, like, a $13 bottle, but I could have spit it out. you did. I'm sorry. You did fashion shows.
I did a couple of fashion shows. I don't really remember the situation.
Oh, man. This leads into my second thing, but that's okay. We'll get there. Go ahead.
And they would set up the fashion show on the little stage in that little intersection.
Please tell me what you wore. What store were you modeling? Because I did a fashion show, too, for Fashion Bug.
I think it was for Fashion Bug.
We are so weird. Are you serious?
I think. But I'll have to ask my mom.
Did your mom also do it?
Yes.
My mom did too. And so
it had to be. It must have been like a national thing. So bizarre. Yeah. No, but I think it was. My mom could correct me on this.
Oh my gosh.
My sister did it too. And I remember like, you know, they would tell me like, okay, they'd put me in the clothes and like walk to the end.
Did you get to keep something?
I don't remember.
Oh my gosh. I want to call your mom right now.
I remember they were like, now go to the end and turn around, spin around and then come back. And so I walked out. And I got to the end, and instead of like slowly turning, I literally spun as fast as I could on my heel, like in a 360. You know
why?
What I'm saying?
Like to be cool?
No, because I didn't. That's what I thought they meant. Just spin. And so I spun.
I'm laughing, but it doesn't surprise me.
And
about
then
you.
I turned back around and like ran back, and they were like, they were like, okay, I guess that works. They
I'm
were
just
laughing,
putting Jake
obviously,
on Instagram because we're doing our podcast. Whoop whoop.
Oh boy, awkward. That actually.
Oh look, I'm doing it right now. Hold on, I can't do much because I gotta post this.
Don't worry, we'll get back to the
podcast.
Okay,
sorry,
in a
I got distracted. This is what happens. Okay, I'm dying because I never knew that story, and it sounds probably like the same story that I did it for.
I can't be sure that it was Fashion Bug or not, but that was what I thought when, like, that was the store I was going to say before you said anything.
Weird. Yeah. I believe you then.
I'm pretty sure it was in front of a JCPenney.
That's so
But
funny.
That's just happens, Chance.
Weird.
I also remember meeting Buzz Lightyear at the mall. And that was
this
a big
is
moment.
When I know that I'm way older than Jake.
What are you? You're 14 months older than me. You're not that much
first
older.
Of all, in women years... I'm like 6 years older than you.
Okay. Yeah.
Am I right, ladies? Am I right? Secondly,
you are going to go to bed at 7 p.m. So
whatever. I'm in my 30s, which makes me 35, which makes me 40. And I'm going to go to bed.
Wow.
Anyway, no, back to that, though. Seriously, when you talk about things like that, like you didn't know Saved by the Bell until me.
No, I mean, I just didn't know the details.
Yeah, but
of
you
it.
Didn't even know any of the characters.
I knew Screech. I knew the principal. I knew that was it. That was
right.
Pretty much.
Okay.
I met the principal one time.
Yes, you did. Famous. But then, like, Buzz Lightyear for you was a big deal.
Buzz Lightyear was a big deal for everybody.
Guess I was just watching things that were inappropriate way too early.
You also had been watching Weekend at Bernie's as a kid.
Which Tales of the Crypt, 4 years old.
Completely beyond me.
Hey, yeah, you know, whatever. You know, potato, potato.
But we did, okay, and maybe that's a thing. That can be my third thing, I guess.
Oh, I wanted to go next real quick. What was your first and second thing?
You already brought up two of them. Or
one. Oh, really? Gosh, we're really organized. Wait, no. I'm going first.
Okay, you go first.
Because we were talking about our modeling days, and we were looking at photos today of my family. So basically, as any family does, you have years of photos, some great, some really not so great. And my mom and dad have obviously kept them at their house. And today, being the control freak that I am, I started going through them and, you know, just feel like they need to be a little more organized. But in doing so, you see all your horrible school photos. And I'm talking like real bad. And it got me thinking, I'm not trying to be like, I was an ugly kid or anything like that, because I think kids are weird looking most of the time anyway. But like, what do you think was your weirdest looking time period of your life? Like, where if you look back on photos, you're just like, ugh.
It was probably the bowl cut stage.
So how old, roughly?
I think I was like fifth or sixth grade.
So that's it, though, is just that you had a bowl cut?
I had a bowl cut, and I had really round teeth. Does that make sense? Like the
no,
the bottom of my teeth were like really rounded. They weren't. It wasn't like a little rectangle, like a little white.
Because what, they were baby teeth?
I don't know. I don't know what it was. I still feel that way a little bit.
You little round teeth.
And I thought I had like, they were just spaced out weird, and I just was like scrawny and awkward, and like constantly had the sleeves of my sweatshirts were too long, but I liked it that way. And like, I would wear the same sweatshirt.
How old were you when you were doing your fashion bag?
I couldn't have been more than like six.
Oh, so you were below the ugly duckling stage, if we will.
I mean, I guess so.
I feel like for me, it just came and went. I see some years I was like, oh, that was so cute. And then other years were like, bowl cut for sure. I showed you a photo today. I showed Simon, my nephew. He's four. I was like, Simon, who do you think this is? He goes, no one. I'm like, that's your Aunt Amy.
And you were like, you're right.
I was no one. But yeah, it's just, I look back on some of those and...
The woman with no face.
I also went through a phase where I was in, I will never forget this. I was in sixth grade and I forgot my teacher's name and I love him, Mr. Proctor's class. And I wore so much hairspray, like for whatever reason, I was always trying to just slick my hair back that it was hard.
Oh, yeah.
Like legit knock knock.
Yeah.
And then I started getting like flakes because I was using so much of it. And someone was like, you have dandruff. And I was like, I don't have dandruff.
It's hair gel.
Man, I tell you what, being home is really messed with my
Yeah. There was a time, I will say right after that, where I ditched the bowl cut and went for what I called a ski jump, which was the little,
hair.
And it was like, I wanted it to look like literally, like the way that I did my hair was like literally if a tiny person was going to take a ski, like a snowboarding jump off my head.
Like you had grass.
Yeah. Like you just go straight up. And I used a lot of gel. It was a lot of hair gel. Like
But I bet it was cute.
Like cool blue colored hair gel.
Oh, what was that called? LA gear or something.
No, that's exactly what it was.
Getting it. This is the throwback episode.
Every episode is a throwback.
So yeah, that was my second thing. Are you already on number three?
No, I was going to bring up the mall, though, and you brought it up for me.
Oh, well, you know.
So.
Well, one thing I specifically said this weekend, because, again, we were driving back and forth from Portland to Auburn a lot. We need an easy pass. We don't have one. So that means we're constantly, like, scrounge up. We're low budge here.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there.
What?
99% of the country doesn't know what you're talking about.
What, an easy pass?
Yeah. I shouldn't say 99. I'm going to say 60% of the country doesn't know.
This is my husband, typical, likes to tell me I'm wrong. Okay, those of you that, you're right. No, you're right. So, for example, when I was living out in Idaho, it's the freeway. You're not paying tolls.
No.
I can't even think of a time I paid a toll out there.
Because they don't exist?
Right. But on I-95, north and south, you are going to pay tolls. So, for us, it's usually a dollar to get onto I-95 North, and then heading through Gray, it's 225. And then obviously you're doing that on the way back. That being said, if you don't have cash on you all the time, you can use what's called an Easy Pass, and it's just set up to your bank account. It's electronic, sits in your car, and that way you're not stopping at the actual toll booth, and you know it's just deducted from there. So out of pure laziness, we have not done this yet, and we need to because we drive a lot. But what that was leading me to is that, you know, we see a lot of the same people at those toll booths.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I mean, I don't know their names or anything.
There's like six people that were
that are constants.
Yeah.
So we'll see them and we'll be like, oh, she was nicer today than normal. Or
yeah.
But that got me thinking, like, they all have their own little weird personalities. That sounded so mean. True. I didn't mean it like that. And some are not friendly. So are they not friendly because they're just talking to so many people in a day? You know, literally car after car after car. Or do you think that's just, I don't know, you know what I mean?
I think it's just the mode that they're in. I mean, really, it's such monotonous. A fast transaction. It really is.
I know, but I just wish they'd be a little more like happy. Like today, the woman that we saw when we were heading to Auburn, she was a little more talkative.
Yeah.
And you were like, wow, she's actually.
Or she said something. Like,
yeah.
There are some people that just don't even say a word.
I gotta blow this candle out. It's killing me.
Okay. And some that like actually will engage with you and say something and like, you know, oh boy, really got a heck of a day today. Sure do, Bob. You know, and then some are just like, thank you. You know,
you and your like main accent,
the secretary from Monsters, Inc., you know,
again, here we are. I watched that and I was like 17.
Yes. So was I.
Oh, my God.
I just got a good memory. What are you doing here?
I'm taking this. Nothing.
Oh, I see what you're
it's
doing.
It's a thing. Covering it's a thing. It doesn't matter.
Okay, fine.
Moving on.
But,
so yeah, I just got thinking about that. Like that job is, you know, it's pretty straightforward. You're making change, but I just feel like I wish I'd be a little more excited.
Yeah, and it's not like, I don't know, it's not like we ever like really are in a traffic jam at a toll booth. Like there's no hurry.
Right.
As far as they're concerned. It's not like they're trying to get through many of us as they can. To just get, because there's nobody behind us. So we might as well just make it fun.
Well, my whole thing is, and it's really not just so much a toll booth attendant issue. I was using that as an example because specifically, like I said, we see so many of the same people. Some are friendlier than others.
Right.
And today when the woman was chatty a little more, kind of got me off guard. But in general, like I just wish people would like take a second to just be nice. Common courtesy.
Yeah.
Like if you say thank you, say get a you're welcome in return.
Yeah.
That drives me mad.
Complete the transaction. Like either way, money-wise or like social-wise. Oh,
just drives me mad.
I just don't understand how you could get through that job without finding something to do with it. You know what I mean? Not like I mean, granted there are probably some rules, obviously. But like why would like for me it's like why wouldn't I just find like 300 jokes that I could tell while I'm finding $4 and change, you know?
Yeah, but that's you.
Yeah, or
and
whatever.
I'd love it.
Or just find like a funny new phrase, like pick a phrase every day and you're going to, you know, I don't know, just something to pass the time.
Yeah, it's just interesting. Got me thinking, that's all.
We used to do like have dares with each other on the road whenever we'd go through a toll booth and we would like, you know, okay, you got to talk in a southern accent this time or like okay, you got to tell them happy birthday.
Or, even if it's not, well, obviously.
Yeah, or like, or ask them when their birthday is. Or like, you know, we just come up with random stuff or like say, and when we take off, you got to say, have a happy lasagna and like just go.
You guys are so weird. Well, you spent too much time together.
We did spend a lot of time together and we did a lot of weird stuff. So.
You loved it.
Well, I mean, parts of it, yeah.
Jake, you were cool. Mm. I'm not saying that sarcastically.
Well, what's next?
Oh, you don't want to talk about your band days?
Nope.
Why?
I just don't think it's that interesting.
Okay. Well, then. You next. I don't know. This is...
What else were we going to... There was something... I should have written it down. There was something we were going
to
talk about.
See, this is real life. We come together. Sometimes we have things to say. Sometimes we don't.
Okay, I'll move on to my thing if you want.
Okay.
I watched a documentary last week on Larry Bird and Magic Johnson.
How many times did you cry?
Almost one time.
Oh, I went to bed really early that night.
Yeah, you did. Speaking of going to bed at 7.
Okay, sorry.
And it was really interesting. So, first of all, there are a lot of people, I think, our age that will credit Michael Jordan with really exploding the NBA and, like, making the NBA what it is, which is only true as a second wave because Larry Bird and Magic Johnson really kind of did that first. And there was this period. Basically, Larry Bird and Magic Johnson were both playing for Indiana State and Michigan State, respectively.
Right.
And they ended up they had kind of known each other through their college days. They ended up playing in a national championship against each other.
I didn't know that.
And right as they got drafted, the NBA and the ABA, the American Basketball Association, I believe, merged and signed. It was like professional basketball was kind of on the decline. Like it just wasn't, I mean, it wasn't a big deal yet.
Mm-hmm.
And as they signed a brand new television deal, right when those guys got drafted, their rookie years, and basically because they were such competitors against each other, it like the NBA really took the story and ran with it and kind of made this Los Angeles Lakers versus Boston Celtics thing. Like they kind of,
even though that wasn't necessarily the case.
I mean, it kind of was, but there were a lot of reasons for that. There was black versus white at the time. Like it, you know, Larry Bird is just a white hick from, what was the name?
He's from Indiana.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the name of the town. Total hick town in Indiana. And he had, you know, that was just him. Magic Johnson was like Mr. Hollywood, like, you know, smiley black guy from L.A., from literally Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of pitted them against each other. And it was this big rivalry story. Anyway, Magic was like this, like, seriously, I can't think of a nicer sports person. Like sports star. He just seemed like, I wish Magic Johnson could be with me all day, every day, all the time, and I could just learn everything from him. He seems like the coolest, like just the nicest man of all time. And Larry Bird kind of wasn't, and he was such a competitor that though Magic Johnson wanted to be really, like wanted to be friends with him, Larry couldn't do it. Larry respected him a lot and thought his game was incredible and like wanted to beat him so bad that he just couldn't be friends with him. He like completely separated himself. So it just was interesting like how that really put the NBA on the map. And then towards the end of their careers, you know, they had gone back and forth on these championships, you know, Boston. That was really like the big era of the Boston Celtics, which is kind of amazing. And when Larry was dealing with a bunch of back injuries, kind of on the tail end of his career, and Magic Johnson gets diagnosed with HIV/AIDS, that was when like Larry Bird actually picked up the phone and called Magic Johnson and said, you know, like the way that Larry Bird took it was so hard because Magic was a big motivation for his entire career because he always wanted to beat him, and they had just had so much history in such a compact amount of time that, you know, it just meant a lot to Larry. I don't know. It was just crazy to watch. I'm sitting there at like 11 p.m. and all I needed to hear was like Larry Bird picked up the phone and called Magic Johnson. And I see Magic Johnson start to tear up and then I start to tear up.
You're tearing up right now.
It was amazing. It was so good. Anyway, so it just had me thinking about like competition and like guys that really, when they want to, like when their job is to beat somebody else, like their entire job is to beat somebody else at a game.
Like Tom Brady.
Sure. Whatever. Via whatever means necessary.
You are out of your mind.
Anyways, it just has me like.
Tell me you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
For what?
For making you upset.
No.
what do you think I was
for
saying?
Insinuating anything bad. about Tom Brady.
I'm just saying he wins by whatever means necessary. That's all.
You're seriously so annoying.
I know you think it's about Deflategate. I'm just kidding. I'm giving you a hard time. I sincerely think Tom Brady goes about football in a very pragmatic and amazing way. I sincerely mean that. And it has nothing to do with how inflated his footballs are. Anyway.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Anyway, what I'm saying is...
this interview is off.
Like, I had a rec league basketball game this week, and I lost. And I was, honestly, it upset me for like a good 48 hours. I was like really upset about it.
I know. I'm sorry.
And it just had me thinking a lot about people that, you know, when you're that afraid of losing, you know, you want to win. And that also was one of the reasons I was like, I got to get new basketball shoes.
Jake got new basketball shoes today.
Because that's why I lost, because of my shoes.
Well, maybe it did.
I don't think that was it.
Well, but, hey, anyway. You never know until you try.
Yeah. So anyway, I just think it was an amazing story. I would recommend anybody that
what
has
was it called?
Is I think it was just called I can't remember. Bird and Magic, a rivalry, something like. It's on HBO. It was an HBO sports documentary.
Cool.
So
I probably won't watch it, but anyone that's into that should. Sounds good.
It's really good. I mean, if you just like basketball.
Oh my gosh, this just came in.
Okay.
So it's not a documentary, but do you know what they're doing a remake of?
Everything?
The Witches.
Oh, wait, is that the
Angelica Houston? One?
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah.
The two little boys that turn into mice. Yeah, they are. Can't wait to see that. Oh, and Pet Sematary is out.
Yeah, that's out.
I do want to see that. Big Stephen King fans here in this home.
Indeed.
Yeah, that's all I got. Sorry, my week is weird.
It's okay.
What's on your agenda this week?
I am going to do open mic again tomorrow.
Yeah, you are.
Speaking of Auburn, yet again.
Yep.
I think that's... I have another basketball game on Thursday, so... I mean, that's...
What time is that?
I don't know yet.
Between Does it change every week?
Yeah.
Oh,
between
okay.
6:30 and 9, I think.
Cool.
I did... I'm going to basically try and get... I released an instrumental album a couple weeks ago of stuff I've been working on really hard.
To Your Point.
It's called To Your Point.
Can we find that?
It's on jakevp.bandcamp.com.
Very cool.
And I worked really hard on it.
I know. I'm really proud of you.
I've been bugging everybody about it. I feel like I self-promote a lot, and that makes me feel guilty a lot of the time. Because I feel like people are like, come on, Jake. We don't want to just listen and see everything you do. But that's
not
also
true.
Kind of just what
Honey,
I do.
Honey, you got to promote yourself. That's what you do.
True.
I'm proud of you.
But the ad that we had on top of this episode, actually the music underneath that was from the album. So.
I see what you did there. Smart man.
And my really close friend, Peter Doc Savage, is working on a visual music, like a kind of a visualizer music video that we're going to do for it.
Yeah, so. That's awesome. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, so cool to collaborate with like somebody that I've worked with since. I mean, watched him kind of, we've come up together through a lot of that stuff. I helped score a lot of his student films when he was going to film school. And
so cool.
Just can't proud of him. He's a good
it.
Guy. So
awesome. Well, lots on the horizon.
What's on schedule for your week?
I mean, I don't know, a little this, a little that. I feel like I got up so early last week. I know I sound like such a loser. I just really want to like get some rest this week, take good care of myself, and
You've talked a lot about self-care this weekend.
Yeah, I just need to. It's good for me. Keeps me in check. We're running out of time, bub.
Yeah. Okay. We can end it.
We are.
Yeah, we are.
That's all.
All right.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening. Be good to each other.
We love you all.
You going to drop the mic?
No. I just hit myself in the face.
Smacked yourself hard.
Gotta go. Bye. Do-do-do-do-do-do. It's the short list with Jake and Amy.